Last week we had Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, here. He was talking about Hack Days, events where computer experts come together to try to create, in the space of a day or two, new high-tech solutions to problems. This weekend saw what organisers billed as the first NHS Hack Day, bringing together doctors and software developers, and our reporter Chris Vallance.
Well, it's Saturday morning, coffee and biscuits are on hand, and in spite of the fact it's a glorious day without a cloud in the sky, dozens of computer and medical people have gathered together to take part in the NHS Hack Day. It's the brainchild of Dr. Carl Reynolds.
Good morning, NHS Hack Day. Welcome.
NHS Hack Day is about geeks who love the NHS. It's a meeting where software developers, doctors, designers are coming to work for free on their weekend on stuff that interests them. As a practicing doctor, I'm very frustrated and disappointed with the current software that I have to use at work. My feeling is that this approach has the potential to improve NHS IT massively.
Sir Tim Berners-Lee was on the World at One. He mentioned that traditionally at these events, it's Coke and pizza. Is it Coke and pizza here?
So I'm broadly concerned with trying to promote health as a doctor, and there will be only a healthy lunch available today, I'm afraid, without any pizza or Coke.
Okay, so we're ready to start to do the pitches for the Hack Day. I'm going to ask people to come up. They have 2 minutes, and only 2 minutes, to explain what their project is that they want to pitch.
I'm Sam Machin, I'm a developer.
And I'm Emma Machin, and I'm a junior doctor.
Husband and wife team, yep.
So what are you working on?
We've got a real problem in that if patients come in on a Friday night and don't have their medication, we've got no way of accessing that until Monday morning when their GPs are up. This system will let them set up an entry which will give us all that drug information just using one number on their own phone.
My name is Francis Wong. I'm a doctor in the NHS. Other people, if they want to get in touch with you, they bleep you and you call them back. But it's a very difficult system. Of course, when you get a bleep, you never know who it is.
So it could be your pizza's arrived, or it could be there's somebody dying in A&E and you wouldn't know.
Absolutely. We're looking at ways of replacing it with sort of mobile phone messaging, essentially, so you can give a bit more information to the person you're communicating with.
While this event was organised independently, there's an increasing interest on the part of government about this approach. And as a reflection of that, there were government advisers casting an eye over what was happening.
My name's Mark Davis. I'm a general practitioner. I work as the advisor in central government in Cabinet Office around open health data.
Shouldn't this have happened before? I mean, we've had billions upon billions spent on NHS IT.